A new report out this morning is exposing gaps in New Zealand's risk management. One of the authors, Sir Peter Gluckman, says the role of government is to keep its citizens, environment and economy safe. And yet, he says, high risk but predictable and inevitable events are often ignored by politicians and the policy community. Sir Peter is with us now. Mwataro.
Good morning.
I suppose, what are we talking about here when you say high risk but predictable and inevitable? What kind of events?
Well, they range from something like a volcanic eruption through to a pandemic through to a space weather event, which was what set me off on this path of thinking several years ago. But, you know, we know these things will occur, but it costs money and investment to prepare for them. And it's easier to say, well, it won't happen in our lifetime or won't happen in our time, so we put it off. And if we keep off putting off things, eventually bad things happen.
Is that the difficulty, that it's almost like proving the negative? The thing hasn't happened, so why do we need to plan for it?
Well, I mean, it's inevitable in policy making that we think about the short term. Politicians have a short time frame. We tend to have short time frame thinking as well. And yet these major events will happen. They do happen. And governments have the responsibility to prepare for them. What we've seen around the world is, while policymakers and experts may identify these risks, there's a political resistance to actually making the choices that have to be made. So very few countries were prepared for the pandemic, despite the inevitability that experts had been identifying for a long time. You also need to take a systematic approach. And if you don't take a systematic approach, and that's a hard bit of work to do for governments, to actually explore the risks for which they are ultimately accountable. If you don't take a systematic risk, something will be forgotten and the consequences will be large.
And, I mean, who commissioned this report?
Well, this report came because of discussions held with a number of senior officials in New Zealand, plus a lot of my own experiences in bringing to the attention of three prime ministers issues of risk. And a lot of work started to be done in New Zealand around preparing appropriately to identify all our risks. But that work, which should appear in the public domain, did not. Again, because of a simple fact, politicians don't like to be held accountable. And accountability depends on people knowing what they're accountable for.
And does the three-year political cycle reinforce that, that people are always looking at a very short horizon?
Of course, of course. I mean, it's understandable. That's what democracy brings. And I think the mark of a good government, of good governance, is maintaining the long-term view of your ultimate responsibilities. In the private sector, accountability for risk management is very clear. In the public sector, it's not so clear because of the electoral process.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you talking to us this morning. That is Sir Peter Gluckman.